From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
Oh, I love that song. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with my special guest for more than just one segment this time, Pastor Drew Sams. This is the Thanksgiving special, and I am enjoying the heck out of it with my wonderful friend and guest, Pastor Drew Sams. Hi, Pastor Drew.
Hey, here we go. Thanksgiving Day.
Yes.
Exciting.
Have you skipped breakfast, I hope?
I did. You have to. You know, you got it. There's an art, I think, to preparing for the Thanksgiving meal.
Yes, you eat a light dinner the night before. You go for a run in the morning. You just have coffee. Let me ask you a question. Why do people, I've never quite understood this. Why is Thanksgiving dinner like at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, you know, it's so, the one time it's like a supper, I guess.
I don't quite understand that.
What would you prefer? Would you prefer it earlier or later?
I don't know. I'm so used to the tradition, I just accept it. I mean, it's the meal of the day, so you don't really eat anything else. You might have a little bit of leftovers, like at 9 o'clock at night or something, if you're still up.
And I love that part. Sometimes the leftovers almost even taste better than the first meal.
Yes.
Sometimes when they're all the juices come together, and, oh, so good.
Well, my job has been for many years, I do the turkey, which is a four-day process. And the best part of, because I brine the turkey, and then I barbecue the turkey, which is very, it takes much less time. And I have a process, and I've done it for a long time. And there's nothing selfless about it. In fact, it's a very selfish thing that I do. And the reason I do it is because then I get to carve the turkey. Now, one of the jobs of the carver is you have to taste every section of the turkey along the way to make sure that it's okay. And that means I get a little piece of skin, I get a little piece of the breast meat, a little piece of the leg, and I do it very carefully and surreptitiously so no one notices. And by the time it's served, and then I can be really gracious, I offer the turkey to everybody else as if, you know, I'm just being generous beyond to a fault. But of course, I've already had my full, or fill, I should say.
You've got this down.
I'm a very clever guy. I mentioned to you earlier that I wanted to share a suggestion, and this related to two segments ago. We talked about gratitude. We do something every Friday night in our household that is a Jewish tradition that has to do with Shabbat, and I think this would make a great Thanksgiving tradition that I would like to suggest to families and our listeners, and even to you, Pastor Drew. I mean, I know you celebrate Jewish tradition as much as Christian tradition, or at least I should say you honor it. And I've shared this with you before. Every Shabbat at our house, we go around the table and we share the best and worst things that have happened to us each week. We are only allowed one worst because we do not want, especially the boys in our house, to get into a whining session about, you know, this bad thing happened, that bad thing happened. And so they're allowed to share one bad thing that may have happened to them that week. And if there's nothing bad, you absolutely can pass. You don't have to create a bad thing. And what this has done over time is not only do we learn things they might not otherwise have shared with us, but we learn to share the good. And many times there'll be weeks where one or another member of the family will literally have a dozen different things that they want to share that's good. And I would say you could apply this to any family during Thanksgiving and say, let's go around the table and take out the worst part of it and say, what are we grateful for this year?
What
happened this year that we are grateful for? And not even mention a bad thing, and we can just ignore it. And I bet you that would add such goodness and happiness to the meal.
Oh, that's so good.
Especially when out-of-town family members are there, and you may not know things that happened to the family, because especially family you don't see very often.
Boy, that's so good. Gosh, that reminds me of something a friend of mine does. It's that exact same thing, but they even break down the giving thanks to different parts of the meal. So for like the appetizer part, if you're having the little bits beforehand, They have everybody go around the table and share. What are the little things that you're thankful for right now, kind of in line with the smaller appetizer? Then when they get to the main course, they've got the whatever it is, the turkey, in your case, the brined barbecue turkey. That sounds fantastic. They talk about what are the big things we're thankful for this year. And then when they get to dessert, they share, what have some really been the sweet things that have happened this year that we're just so thankful for.
What a great refinement to my idea.
It's the same thing, and it kind of layers it, so you can even have more sharing throughout the course of the meal.
Fabulous. You'd think we'd rehearse the show.
Well, I had forgotten that, and when you shared your Shabbat ritual, that reminded me of something my friend had done. That's good.
Wonderful.
I think I'm going to try that this Thanksgiving.
Good. Well, let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, this Thanksgiving is today.
It is.
So it's coming up, kiddo.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so you prepared some other quotes and verses for us. Why don't you share, please?
Sure. You know, the word Thanksgiving is found 25 times in the, for me, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Predominantly in the Hebrew Scriptures, predominantly in the Old Testament, we find the word Thanksgiving. And the word thanks is actually 125 times throughout Scripture, and there's a picture that I want to share with our listeners today, that there's actually Thanksgiving going around 24/7, 365 days a year throughout eternity, and there's this picture in heaven of angels constantly worshiping God and giving thanks to Him, and really, here we are on Thanksgiving. And for those of us who have a faith in God, in a sense, we're joining with the angels who have been singing and praising God and giving thanks to Him for all of eternity. And it's almost like we're joining in that heavenly chorus. And I think that's such a beautiful picture to think about. It's not just us here on earth giving thanks, but literally we're joining with the angels in heaven giving thanks to our Creator, the one who provided for us, who cares for us, who answers our prayers, and what a picture. I think that gives a lot of perspective on this Thanksgiving.
So in ways, you're actually saying that the idea of Thanksgiving completely predates the Pilgrims in America.
I think so. And, you know, I mean, of course, historians say, well, it didn't start with the Pilgrims. It actually started in Canada. And some say, well, there was some, background Thanksgiving feasts that they had in Europe. But I would say it predates all that. That there's a precedent of angels giving praise and thanking God from the beginning of creation.
Hmm.
And so we're joining them in that.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah. So I know for me that gives some perspective that I think Thanksgiving is due to God, not just once a year, not just when I remember it, but to truly give thanks where thanks is due. It's a 24/7 thing.
Well, I think so, and that's why, at least in my family, we do it once a week, every Friday.
And I love that.
I keep on threatening to invite you over, and someday I actually will for a Shabbat meal.
And I think I'll say yes.
I hope you will. We are actually finally settled in our new home, so I don't have any more excuses. We are almost out of time in this segment. Do you have anything else you'd like to share as far as a quote before we end this segment?
Yeah, so I know sometimes people like to read verses when they sit down at meals or maybe even on Thanksgiving Day. There's a great psalm. It's in the Hebrew Scriptures in the Old Testament, Psalm 107, and it starts off. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." And then that phrase gets repeated again and again throughout Psalm 107. And so, you know, maybe this year, before you sit down for a meal, maybe you want to open up. If you have a Bible, you can look it up online, various websites, Bible.com, you can look it up. Go to Psalm 107. What a great verse to kind of get your heart ready for sharing those stories of Thanksgiving.
Terrific. We will be back for another segment of the Thanksgiving special. This is Bruce Salen and The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Hang on. Thank you.
Camelot. I know it gives a person pause, but in Camelot.